So they have three sets of outfits in this one song. So I don't know how many days this takes place over. Because then they're back in their play clothes at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So they have their play clothes, the drapes. And I don't know how many yards of fabric she had just from
three windows.
But she had enough for seven children. She makes Friedrich Lederhosen.
I know.
Like, literally is like, I'm going all out. Did she do this in one night?
I think she did.
Like, does the woman have insomnia?
They do nothing in the Abbey. That's all she does in the Abbey.
That's all she does. But by the next morning, she had seven... Knew their measurements.
Yeah, right.
Like, knew their exact measurements.
She's like, oh, I eyeballed it.
She
I
was
saw
like,
them.
When they oh, Liesl's a sick. I can tell. but like a European sick.
Yeah.
No, now so, they're doing the tap combination.
So you
and
hear,
none of them are wearing tap shoes. So I'm you, still, the whole thing is the
so
most
So you
upsetting.
Just hear like, you just hear like people moving, shuffling through the floor. While she's singing the ballad.
What
so
I Did
like,
for Love.
Kiss the day goodbye.
Tip tap to tip tap. Tip to tap to tip tap. Buffalo, buffalo. Philippe Maltese.
And it's literally like, if I was Larry, the choreographer, I would have been like, Cassie, we're trying to learn a combination here.
Can you stop singing?
Stop singing, please. When you're in an audition and like that one girl is in the corner trying to like sing her song to herself. And I'm like, can you not?
This is why this is the worst musical. This is why this is the worst movie based on a musical. You can take departures from the show if they are thought-provoking and they are, like, in tune with what you are making that, like, still reaches the point of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, with The Sound of Music, they were like... Oh, we're gonna move some songs around. We're gonna do this.
Lonely Goat Herd was a...
It's a story,
yeah.
As opposed to... And it's something that brings the Baron... Them together, mm. as opposed to just something to entertain the children. And yet, that still makes it a great film. Like, even better than the show, I would say. Like, the musical is great, but I think the movie itself is actually better than the musical.
Mm-hmm.
This is the exact opposite, because they took what made the show great and so groundbreaking and so thought-provoking and so inspirational, and they were like, let's shit on it and just Hollywood it.
Yeah.
Let's make it a love story about two people who clearly don't even like each other.
In the beginning of Light My Candle, she has cocaine?
It's all the same, right?
But she shoots up heroin later on when they break up.
I think she's
dealing with it. But the heroine is what killed,
April.
April.
Her name was April.
Is that a guy?
Yeah, I guess.
So is it like a, cocaine's
but
fine. Cocaine's
heroin,
fun.
I thought heroin also comes in white powder.
And then they like,
and then you melt it. Isn't that how that works?
I don't know. If anyone's ever done heroin,
help us out.
Like.
I can just Google.
Write in the comments how drugs work.
Yeah, because we clearly don't know. But anyway, so she goes home, and then she goes up to the apartment above to see Roger.
Please take me out tonight.
I thought you were doing the end. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
We'll just never
sing again.
Yeah, that's the end of Showcase. So yeah, then it goes right into... Another time, another place, a temperature would climb. There'd be a long embrace. We'd do another dance. It'd be another play, looking for romance. Come back another day, another day. That's how he sings.
You got him in the elongated phrases.
Yeah.
But it was too drag queen. Elegance and class. Like, it's so like...
It turned into Victor Victoria.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the costume designer had never met not that I'm trying to stereotype lesbians, but like...
But they've never met a lesbian in the
early
2000s.
Or just like never met a human being before in their lives. But Tara's literally wearing like a medieval corset situation, and also like, but it's brocade.
Yeah,
and then
she's like a handmaiden of like.
She literally looks like a handmaiden, and there's a moment where they walk by these two guys, and Willow's like, "Oh, they were like checking you out," and she's like, "No, they're checking you out," and I was like, "No, they're wondering why that like somebody from the medieval fair like is roaming through the park. That's what they're wondering."
And I can't tell if, like, they put that on for this number.
Or they put it on for the episode because it's like, I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean it, yeah.
I have no idea. I have no clue. But she does Under Your Spell, and it's shot, they gave it a different exposure, so it's actually, like, probably brighter. The brightest episode besides the dream one.
Yeah.
Like, in all of Buffyverse.
Yeah.
But there's this moment where she sings, Now I'm Bathed in Light. And she steps into, like, a quote-unquote sunbeam. But you're like, that is a light right above her head. Like, just, like, on.
Yeah.
There's no... She's looking into a light bulb. Like, yeah. No. No, thank you. It's so stupid. It's so cheesy. But that's, like, what makes this episode so good is they were just, like, fully, like, we are doing it cheesy. We are doing it all out. It's amazing.
But instead, Peter Pettigrew comes. Not the judge. Hi, I have a real job,
and no, people dude, are saying, hello.
Hey, Larry.
Yep, Australian, yep.
He's like, I've got a real job, people
complain about the state
change. As a health inspector, I have to check your oven.
Because I'm a health inspector. And Sweeney's like, you should come upstairs and for a shave first. And he's like,
no, it's my job. I'm a professional.
He's like, well, let me get you something a little fancier and you'll have all the ladies. And he's like, sounds like you know what you're doing.
So he goes up. Basically to kill him.
And 5 seconds later, down he comes.
Down he goes to shoot. And Toby's like, no.
What the fuck?
Well, first after he takes a bite of a pie and a toe is in it.
Disgusting.
He's figured it out. And then Peter Pettigrew falls down the chute and he's like...
cracking his head open.
Bye!
But I just love the idea that America was so naive in 1963 that they were just like, Paul Lynde is just a quirky actor. He's so gay. He's so gay. I've got a wonderful wife. Two swell kids. I get, like, part of it is probably, like, his Paul Lynde bit. So,
yeah,
like,
his bit.
But, like, are we all gonna pretend that this man is straight? I said, what an amazing time to be alive when people just had no idea. So the mayor calls, and he's like, no, I don't like this situation. My wife's still twitching. And so Harry's like, you're gonna be on the Ed Sullivan show, too. You'll make a speech. And then he's like, oh, great, okay, then that's fine. And then he's like... what a ham bone. I can't. I should be Paul Lynde for Halloween.
You should.
It's like this weird mixture of genres, and we don't know how to market it, so we're not going to record it. And he goes, please, please, please. Bob's like, please record it. It's so good. It's so good. Just take a chance. He's like, no, blah, blah, blah. So then he kind of like guilts him into it because they've given him so many hits over the years. So he's like, fine, but you have to find... radio stations to play it, and then we'll release the single. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, great. So they go perform in like a few major cities, and through word of mouth they spread the song, and the song is
you're just too good to be true and take my eyes off of you.
Are you doing
the Lauryn Hill version?
Lauryn Hill version.
You'll be like heaven and touch. I'm gonna hold you so much. And when the time has arrived, and I think God I'm alive, you're just too good to be true. Can't dancing take my eyes off of you. I need you, baby, and if it's quite alright. Yeah. I don't understand, like, when she was like, you have no power here. So I'm assuming, like, her powers only work on the west side? And yeah. Since they were on the east side...
It's a different county. It's a different sheriff.
It's a different county.
Yeah.
But, like, that's just the east and west. But north and south? Because Glinda's powers were working.
So yeah, it's well, like, Glinda is Glinda. Mama.
Is there a south? Is there a good witch of the south?
Well...
Or is that Dorothy?
No, there is, because in the original, no, Oz is the center.
Okay.
Oz is the middle.
So it's like a hub and spoke system.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like that.
Okay.
She's like, okay, what do I gotta do? Well, you gotta go visit the wizard. Cool, where's the wizard? In Emerald City. How do I get there? Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
The Lollipop Guild.
Yeah. Follow the yellow.
Can you do it?
Yeah.
I figured we could actually sing it in harmony. So I'm going to take the alto part and you take the soprano part. Let's go from All Kinds of Weather. Ready? You go.
All kinds.
Yeah.
All kinds of.
All kinds of weather. Ready? And.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
So, Effie
in walks Effie.
And everyone's like, maybe you should go to the back and just rest. I'm like, no, it's fine. Where's my dress? And then out comes
Michelle.
A girl named Michelle.
Which is funny and ironic. Michelle.
There's always a Michelle.
There's always a Michelle.
Michelle
was effectively replaced.
Was hired as a secretary.
Originally. During one of the other montages. Yeah. I don't know. Some to the Bad Side, I think.
Cadillac Car, I think.
And all of a sudden now she's the third member of the Dreams.
And she's wearing the same dress and Effie...
Loses
her mind. So we go into It's All Over, which I would just like to say.
I could recite all of it right now, actually verbatim, how they sing it.
Let's not, because we haven't gotten to Act 2 yet.
Curtis was supposed to love me.
There you are, Effie. I've been looking all over.
I turn my back and find myself out on the line. You could have warned me, but that would have been too kind.
I've been warning you for weeks to clean up...
It's months.
To clean up your act. You've been late, you've been mean, giving all kinds of bullshit.
That's flack. A lie. That's a lie. It's just I haven't been feeling that well.
Effie, please, stop excusing yourself. You've been late.
She's pregnant.
And getting fatter all the time.
Now you're lying, I've never been so thin.
Banner.
You're lying, because you're knocking off that bass who thinks she's better
than
everybody.
Isn't it Bitch in the original? I think it's Bitch in the original.
She ain't better than anybody, she ain't nothing but common.
In my best Beyonce. Now who you calling common? You're self-indulgent, self-absorbed, and professional.
You! I'm calling you, the common PC is knocking on.
We should switch, you should be Beyonce.
Now you listen to me, Miss Blaming on the World. See, I put up with you for much too long. I have put up with your bitching, I put up with your nagging, and all your screaming too.
Oh, now when are you two gonna stop all this fighting?
Stay out of this, Laurel. This is between Dana and me.
Yeah, well, it's between me too.
Like, she just changes all of a sudden. Like, she just like.
Are we doing this full thing? Let's just do it. Full We're just on. Going for the go to it.
Full on, just like belts. Like,
I'm as much a part of this group as anybody else, and I'm tired. And I'm tired of all the problems you're making up. I always knew you two were together.
What?
I always knew you two were getting up on me.
She had nothing to do with this change. It was you. It was you always thinking of you. Always thinking of you.
I knew you were trouble from the start.
Trouble?
You were real bad trouble from the
Curtis,
start.
Curtis, I'm your woman!
I don't know this part.
Get out this group. I'm not building this group to have you tear it apart. Go ahead and rant and scream and shout. Don't worry, baby. I'll buy you.
There ain't no money dirty enough to buy me out. You remember that, Curtis.
Lay off F.A. Just take the money and run.
You ain't us with MCC.
Cool it, F.A. This time you know what you done.
So hey, what about your black ass too,
huh? I said cool it, Effie.
Pushes him.
This time you've gone too far.
Oh, I can go further.
I don't wanna stay around.
Fuck
this.
You, Michelle.
I'm just bringing it between all of you. This is not my affair.
Yeah, well, it's between you two, Natalie, sister. It's your job.
It's snow job. Still don't know what a snow job is.
As much as you've seen, look at me, look at me. How much did you put out to get in?
Now you watch your mouth, Miss Effie White. Cause I don't take that talk from no second rate diva who can't sustain.
I'm not feeling well, I've got pain.
Effie, we all got pain.
Almost 7 years, I saw where you, I was your sister.
You were our trouble.
And now you're telling me it's all over.
And now we're telling you it's all over.
And now I'm telling you I ain't got.
It's all over.
I ain't got.
It's all over.
Jennifer Hudson's vowels are so, like, they're very, it looks like it's spread, but they're so not spread.
There is a cavern in the back of her throat.
Yeah. Let no tea, no shade, no pink lemonade.
But all the tea, but all the shade, all,
tea,
all the pink
all shade.
Lemonade. Oh, God.
Bish is a gold-digging hussy.
Yeah, so...
Like, straight up just, like...
Just attacking this poor woman.
Just like, oh, yeah, he fucked the librarian, and then he left. So he left all of the things with her.
He died.
He left River City.
The library building, but he left all the books to her.
So yeah, like, they were literally like, this bitch, Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah!
Like, married this 80-year-old, well, not even married, just like, fooled around with this 80-year-old.
Had an illicit affair.
Illicit affair. So she could own the library, which...
Who cares?
Who cares?
Shut up. And their big problem is that the books she's letting out, they're smutty books.
They're Persian poetry.
Persian poetry.
Poetry.
Dirty poetry. And their three names are...
Chaucer! Rabelais!
Balzac!
I thought that was the funniest bit. When I first saw Music Man, like...
Oh, every...
God, I thought every it was so funny.
High school Eulalie McKechnie Shin does, like, Balzac!
Yeah, yep, that is, like, the only character choice that you can make if you do this in high school.
That you have to make.
You have to make it.
Could you imagine? That's the thing, in the 2003 version, Molly Shannon is, like, Balzac.
I know, she like, plays it a little straight.
Isn't it shocking for shocking. Molly Shannon?
Yeah, it's like, Molly.
Molly. And then you have John Travolta,
who I think
in order to, like, get rid of some of the campiness, they wanted to make it, like, Edna's really a woman, instead of, like, this is a character in drag.
Yeah.
So, they were like, well, you can't use your real voice. But I don't know where they were like, so do this, like, crazy accent. And Tracy
Turnblad, you get your butt in here.
Here. Tracy. Like, she sounds like a fucking Muppet.
Yeah.
A Muppet.
And it doesn't help that Christopher Walken's her husband.
No.
And he just...
Does not sound like he's from Baltimore. He sounds like he's from one singular area of New York.
The thing about Christopher Walken is that, like, he is also an American treasure. But I feel like it got to a point where he was like, I'm just going to parody myself.
Yeah.
Because it sells.
Peter Pan Live.
So he'll just be like, well, if everyone likes when I do this,
everybody,
I think I should do it.
I should just start saying cowbell in sentences to... Get a laugh. Okay, if you've listened to the revival cast, the girl on there has, like, a beautiful voice. But, like, so pretty and perfect, like CCM perfect, that it's like, I don't believe that you're not getting cast in things.
Yeah.
But with, like, Sherry Renee, you kind of also were like, I don't know if you're not getting cast, because you have a stunning belt. But it's also, like, she has a unique tone.
It's unique that, like, she's probably hard to cast because she probably won't fit
in. Right, she, yeah. And especially, like, Kathy as a character is probably, like, a chorus girl type person. Like, yeah. Kathy doesn't seem like a leading lady.
A leading lady girl, yeah.
So, she would be hard to blend. But I like it as Anna Kendrick because her voice isn't, like, super strong where mm-hmm. it's like, wow, you are, like, I could listen to just an album of you singing.
Yeah.
Because it's not, like, perfect. I don't know. There's something, like, almost, normal about her voice.
She reads as, you could totally see as this girl as just one of the many girls that go to, like, casting calls and auditions. But they all look at the,
like, as beautiful as Anna Kendrick is, and I'm not saying she's not pretty, she's not, like, a supermodel. Like, she has very, like, mm-hmm. girl next door pretty about her.
Yeah.
Like, almost like, I don't know, I don't want to say this, but, like, is she the, like, new Meg Ryan? But, like, that idea of, like, your average girl, like, she's pretty. Mm. She's just, like, you see her down the street. You see her at the grocery store.
Yeah.
She's a pretty girl. Yeah. I get that. I get that from her. I don't even have any jokes about this. This is so not funny. I'm so sorry, but, like, I can't. What is there to... I'm a child of divorce. There's nothing funny about this.
This is all too real.
This is so real.
Third song.
Also, everyone cast in this movie is 30, 40 years old.
Yeah, 30 or 40 years old.
Like, shot the guy who plays the other guy. Oh!
Is like...
Oh my god.
45.
Oh my god. He's with AARP.
Yeah.
He's trying to sell you some Medicare. That's like, it's so bad.
I feel like they were like, oh, we should, instead of casting teenagers, let's cast actors that were actually alive in 1959.
I have no idea what happened. Honestly, it's very shocking to watch. Because, also, I mean, even nowadays, like, you'll watch, like Glee, all of them were, like, in their 20s. And it was, like, annoying because you were like, okay, you're 29.
Yeah.
You don't stop. But, like, this is
they
so...
They did no effort they couldn't in
care.
Hiding.
Couldn't
it's
care
like,
less.
Yep, you're a full-grown adult.
Yeah.
Like, you probably have a grandchild. That's
I
fine.
Would say the only one that gets away with it is Olivia Newton-John. She because looks the youngest. Yeah. Until the last scene when you're like, oh.
Oh, you're 35.
Yeah.
And that's the funniest part is that, like, they don't... Because they don't do anything to do it, that's why when I was rewatching this, I was like, oh, they're parodying it. Like, they're parodying teenage life in the 50s. Because they're clearly adults.
Yeah.
But I don't think they are aware that they're parodying it.
I don't know.
I
feel like some people were like, oh, I got it. And some people were like, I'm in a movie? Like, I had no idea what they were doing.
Yeah. It's the, like... perfect boy complex that we put into American youth because Troy was so conflicted.
Sure.
Also, I'm sorry, he should not have been in a team where his dad was the fucking coach.
Sure.
Because all of his problems rooted from
his dad.
Daddy issues because his dad.
His dad is living vicariously
pro, right?
through him.
His dad used to be pro?
I don't know. I don't think so. My takeaway, I would take away Alfred from this film. That's my takeaway.
Take
I'm taking him right out.
My takeaway is...
Shave off 40 minutes of this movie if you take him out. I'm not even kidding. He has like 6 verses for each of his songs, and he has like 4 songs.
That are repeated for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Get me to that juice. Because I understand that he kind of fulfills the like comedic secondary character... But he's not even integral to the movie.
He's not. He's really not. He's, like, in the original play, he's, like, an integral character, and he has, like, a plot and whatever, but, like, honestly, in this...
Boom.
You could have just left him out, and nobody would have been like, well, you know, I feel like there's something missing.
But the really brilliant thing that she does here is, I don't remember what he says initially... But he says something, and then she pretends to get all offended that he's thinking about marrying her. And she's like, how? No! Oh my, never! Never would I marry you!
Oh,
never.
Yeah. He, like, says something about how, like, marrying her would be, like, really annoying or something. She's she's like, how dare you get that idea right out of your head?
And she's like, you've been thinking about it for months, I could tell.
How dare, I will
will not be marrying you. He's like, what are you talking about? I wasn't. She was like, no, I don't want to hear it.
But she's doing that thing where she's planting the idea.
Yeah, she's so smart.
So Madame Giry, the only French person apparently in this entire film that takes place in Paris.
She's like, no.
Mais oui.
He does not like Ziva.
Like doing a full Babette from Beauty and the Beast impression.
Oh, no. I've been bound by
you before, Lumière. So doing that, then you have, the number of accents and different nations represented performing said accents is truly wild.
Yeah, because then you see the Vicomte. Patrick Wilson.
Right.
Who's like
the patron.
From West Virginia.
Yeah, he's the patron of the theater, so that's where the managers are getting their money. And he's literally like, hello, I am the,
I'm the Viscount
de Chagny. And I'm going to be funding the theater. I love the arts. I support.
Love the opera.
I love the opera.
All of the operas. I love them all.
Bohem.
I love Bohem. First came in, I was like, first of all, that's Josh Groban. Don't tell me otherwise if that's not Josh Groban.
He does look like...
Is Josh Groban Jewish?
Again. I don't know if I have enough knowledge. I could go to his Wikipedia. Hold on.
Joshua? Oh, Joshua? Joshua?
Joshua's a Jewish
Joshua.
Name. Hold on.
Joshua?
Josh's father is a descendant of Jewish immigrants from Poland and Ukraine. And converted from Judaism to Christianity upon marrying Josh's mother.
Damn it.
His parents are Episcopalian.
So it's still a victory for us. For the community.
Sure.
Great. Okay. So she doesn't want to marry. And then we go to Matchmaker.
I do have enough knowledge to have an informed opinion. Josh Groban is not Jewish. However, he is Herod. Actually, no, he's not Jewish at all because his mom wasn't Jewish. His dad was Jewish.
Is it?
But it's a matrilineal line.
Is it a matrilineal?
Yes.
Wow. You are informed about that.
Did you think I made that up yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, that's how it passes. Like that's... Oh, you know what? Shut up. I'm so mad. So the joke with RJ is that I'm like really obsessed.
With the Jewish culture?
With the Jewish culture.
RuPaul is too. It's okay.
To a degree that maybe it's...
It's a little dull as all.
It's a little exoticism. It's a little like...
I only sleep
with... What is that called?
Fetishism?
Yeah.
But it's not sexual.
It's not sexual. It's literally just like, I think they do everything better.
And they have a great sense of humor.
Listen.
Okay, so just super quick. That code switch
episode... I think that's anti-Semitic.
No, that code switch episode I was listening to where they took a poll, like they surveyed a bunch of people about like just Jewish culture this day and like what is important to identify yourself as Jewish.
Uh-huh.
And like a good percentage of them said a sense of humor. Like they said, well, they were like a good like...
We all watched and we all loved The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, did we not?
We did. 10 pence.
What is a pence?
How much is a pence worth? 10 pence equals a tenth of a pound.
Oh, okay.
And a pound is currently worth $1.61. So the answer is 16 cents. So a pence is a penny.
So a pence is a penny because it's a hundredth of a pound. Okay.
How many pence are in a pound? 100 pence. So do they say hun pen?
Are there not like quarters? Are there not different?
Let's look at this. Okay.
Coins of Britain.
6 pence.
Is it? They have sixes?
Yes.
That's awful.
Okay.
Six pence, none the richer.
Yeah.
Honey.
Yeah.
I love rock.
Nope.
What? It's not? Oh, 6 pence, none the richer. Oh, is that Christian?
They sang Kiss Me.
Kiss Me.
Yes. You would call that rock?
Yeah, of course I would, girl. What would you call it? Pop?
They're a Christian band.
Are they really?
They did that one pop song, and then afterwards they're like, let's do Christian music. Anyway, 1 penny, 2 pence, 5 pence, 10 pence, 20 pence, 50 pence, 1 pound, 2 pounds. Those are their coins.
Oh.
Currently.
It's weird. I guess it's weird because we call everything a different thing.
They used to have a shilling, which is 5 pence.
Oh.
6 pence is... No, this is... Okay. This is confusing. Because it says 6 pence is 2.5 pence.
Huh? What? A what?
What 2 pence say? Is 6 pence.
Where does it say this?
On the bottom, old money.
Old money conversions to money used today. 6 pence
is equal to
2.5 pence.
Because it's...
1 shilling or a bob is 5 pence.
Mm-hmm.
Half a crown. This is annoying. Half a crown is 2 shillings and 6 pence. 12.5 pence.
Wow, no wonder Meghan Markle wanted to
get out of there, girl. So she comes down and she sings your favorite, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
A kiss on the hand, maybe. Quite continental. I love a breathy Nicole Kidman song.
I love...
She does belt at the end. Girl's best friend.
Yeah. That's a belt.
You know who
loves... That's a mix. That's a mix at best.
It's just breathy singing is so sexy.
She's not a singer. And I'm sorry, Ewan McGregor is not a singer.
No.
And I'm sorry, we're not gonna... Here's the thing.
None of those people were singers, though.
I know. But I'm saying, if you're gonna read La La Land...
Oh! Then, yes, like, you come for them. Come for them. Like, yes, absolutely.
You have to have standards.
Yeah.
If you like Moulin Rouge, then you can't go watch La La Land and be like, well, she wasn't a good singer. Nicole's not good in that. I'm sorry. Yeah, Nicole is great. And like, she's decent.
Really good.
She's very good at like what the singing is asking her to do.
The singing is fine.
Right. But it's like perfectly what it's supposed to be. Like, yes, exactly.
Her singing was fine. It carried the story.
Exactly. Wow, am I turning around on this film? Am I talking about it? No, I'm sure not.
Well, Emma Stone's impact.
Wow.
Let's talk about Ado Annie. Where are her teeth?
Where are her teeth?
I've never seen a woman perform where
she moves makes her mouth the so little.
Moves the mouth so little and makes the choice to be like, I'm not going to show my teeth, so this is how I'm going to perform. Well, Lori.
And she has this hat on that's tied under her chin. Mm-hmm. And because she's not moving her mouth, it almost makes it like, she's trying to balance or something. Yeah, like she's it looks like I can't move my mouth because totally what it my looks little like. Tooth.
Yeah. Did that actually help tying a piece of cloth on your head if you had a toothache? Or is that just like, was that an old timey thing?
I just think it was so that you wouldn't open your mouth too big.
Oh.
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't live then.
You didn't live in the 30s?
No, I didn't. Shockingly. Let's talk about not the performance, the song itself.
Love it. Hilarious.
Hilarious.
This needs to be in every girl's book.
Is it crazy? No.
Yeah.
Is it? No.
It's a very good go-to comedic song.
Yeah, but I don't... If you're a character actress. If you're a Lori, don't put this in your book. If you're an Ado Annie and you know who you are.
And you know who you are.
Miranda. But I like that.
I would put this song in my book. Sure, that'd be fun. I should actually do it. I would love to play Ado Annie. You would love to see me play Ado Annie.
Who's funnier? We haven't done Carousel, but who's a funnier character? Ado Annie or...
Lindsay Mendez.
Lindsay Mendez. What is her name?
The friend. Miss...
Oh my God.
Miss Girl.
Miss Girl. Miss Who?
I just always... I remember every time I would sing this song, his realization of coming back to the beanstalk and seeing his mother again for the... Seeing his mom again and the roof of his house. That's when he realizes, the like, roof, that's where I want to be.
At the door.
Yeah, that he wants to be... He doesn't really want to be in where the giants live. He wants to be down here with his mom and his cow.
But that's because he's a young boy.
That's, too. Yes, exactly.
And young boys typically want their mothers.
Oh, there it is.
Oh.
But, you know, she's such a money-grubbing mean. She hits him upside the head like he's stupid.
Well,
all of that.
He does call the cow a boy.
Time.
Yeah, but I think once he does steal the gold, he ends up becoming more like, I can get more, because he says he can get more. He can get an egg for the cow.
He can get the harp.
He can get a harp. Like, he keeps building on the, like, oh, I can go up there and get more and get more and get more.
Mm-hmm.
You never really hear from the mom, like, if she telling him to do it. It's more of, like,
oh, it's that idea. Like, expectation that she expects him to be a man. But he's like, yes, a exactly. 9-year-old but boy.
Yeah, but they're also impoverished.
Right. But it just seems like there's a lack of love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not from him to her, but from her to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, that's one of my mother issues that I have written down here on my sheet of paper.
Well, it's that, yeah, I think it's that idea of like she puts such an expectation on him from a young age.
Yeah.
That no matter what he does, that's what he'll always have to try and strive for.
Right.
That it's like, I have to always keep getting the next thing because, yeah, he's put in that position where it's like, I have to take care of this family. And as a kid, the only thing we want to do as kids is to be adults.
Yeah, but they
is to like want to like be, you know, but glorified
they're
like that.
But so. they're portraying the mother as being this really old haggard kind of woman, yeah. Which she could be.
Yeah.
But that also says that the woman may have had him when she was very late in life. Mm. And so she's kind of worn down by life,
yeah.
Having a young boy. And that's why she wants him to step up and be like a man.
Because she's going to die things. In like 20 minutes.
She is.
I mean, not just because she ends up being murdered, but also because.
Right.
Yeah. This is but medieval times,
one
honey.
One more take on what his whole thing.
Yeah.
I love being a mother, but he doesn't like mothers very well.
No.
No, he doesn't.
No, he sure doesn't.
Not at all.
Are you ready for this list of who's who? Everybody's trying to get that mirror.
Discovering voices. Building worlds. The Ampliverse.